We're doing the Sefer Hamidot. We're up to page Kuf Ayin. The Magen Midubna had explained that the intellectual and emotional and personal makeup of a human being is broken down into his intellect, where his intellect can affect what he likes and dislikes. But at the end of the day, what he likes and dislikes are what really form and fashion all his other traits. Why is he happy? Because he gets something he likes. Why is he upset? Because he doesn't get something he likes, or he gets something that he dislikes. Why is a person proud? Because he's attained things that he likes. Why is a person humble? Because he's lost. Why is a person scared? He's scared of the things he dislikes. Why is a person hopeful? He's hopeful for the things he does like. So he said you can really break it down into this pyramid, where the top of the pyramid is your intellect, and then you go down and you have what you like and dislike, and you can affect what you like and dislike based on your intellect. Ordinarily they follow our habits, meaning we enter habits of what we like and dislike, but we can change our habits. And then after that second level of what you like and dislike, well, everything else follows suit. But there are things that are not directly resultant of what you like, and they're not really aligned with what we like. You have certain traits that are standalones. You have traits that are not aroused by what you like and dislike, but they're still supported, and he will explain. Kmo hanedivut ve'akilut, when it comes to being generous or miserly. Hakas ve'aratzon, angry or favorable. Ki teva simcha lo'orer rachamim ba'adam lo be'echach b'lti murachamani b'teva. Meaning, when a person's happy, so then very often that can arouse in him a feeling of mercy for others. But he has to first have that tendency to be a merciful person. If he is a merciful person, so then he is positively affected when he's happy. It's easier to have mercy on others when you yourself are happy. But they're not directly correlated. Meaning, you have to first have that tendency within you, and then it develops, and it can wane or wax depending on how happy or upset a person is. And hatred, well, that can strengthen the cruelty in a person if cruelty is within his nature. Same thing about anger and being with goodwill. When you attain what you've worked for, so then there's goodwill. It can be aroused. And the exact opposite, when you don't attain what you want, so then one that can arouse anger. And this goes hand in hand with generosity, where a person can be more generous when he gets what he wants. You see, when Achashverosh finally finds his wife, when he marries Esther, it says, he gave a tax break to everyone. Suddenly he's generous. Why? Because when a person's happy, then it can follow suit that he will be more generous with others. It can follow suit. But this is a trait that's not directly correlated. But it doesn't have to be correlated. Some people, when they're happy, are still as cruel as they were before, as miserly as they were before. And the same we'd have to say when it comes to happiness and mourning. They are connected, but they're not directly connected. You're not necessarily happy because you've attained what you like. Sometimes you are and sometimes not. Laziness and being diligent, so they are more connected to what you like and dislike. It's almost a given that the things you like, you do swiftly. You're going on a tiyul, suddenly you can get up on time. You know that you have something that you like, there's a good lunch, suddenly you're charging down the hallway. It's almost directly connected, that what you like is what you will do diligently, and you're more lazy when something you don't like. It's going to be that long, boring class where the air conditioning doesn't turn on and you're sitting there sweating bullets and you're trying to focus on what the Ulpan teacher is saying while they're shooting spitballs behind you. Yeah, you're going to drag your feet as you go there, and then suddenly it's hard to concentrate. So it's almost directly connected, that what you like, you do more diligently, and what you dislike is done lazily. And when it comes to being brazen, that also seems to be more directly connected, because when you accomplish what you want, so then a person's more brazen. You know, if a guy just made $1 million on the stock market, so he feels like he conquered the world. And the way he'll talk to his parents and the way he'll talk to his boss, and now he's suddenly a lot more brazen. It does arouse those feelings in a person. And the exact opposite about shame, meaning sometimes you're confident, you made the right pick, and suddenly your stock crashes. And now you can barely lift your face and look your wife in the face. Suddenly, the whole world seems to come crashing down on a person. So he says there are some traits that are more directly connected with what we like and dislike, and other traits that are less connected. But you have to know that what you like and dislike, that's a very important thing in your life. Meaning, that's really one of the prime factors of what type of person you're going to be. Yesh Hashem yuchadim ela bechech. Some things are directly correlated and are direct products of what you like and dislike, and other things are indirect products. But at the end of the day, what you like and dislike, at the end of the day, that affects most of who you are, either directly or indirectly. And this goes back to what we discussed yesterday, that we have control over what we like and dislike. Remember, we gave the story, Nava comes home and says, Ima, I got engaged, the young man's name is Chaim. And her mother says, we're so happy for you, we love you and we love Chaim. And the girl says, Ima, you never met Chaim, how do you love him? And her mother says, because love is a decision, and we've decided that we love Chaim. Yes, we have control. The intellect should govern what we like and dislike. And we can arouse feelings within ourselves to like something or to dislike something. And so the idea that so many of our traits are intertwined, connected, correlated with what we like and dislike should make us think about what do we like and what do we dislike, because that truly affects much of our traits.